There's a story about a woman who was an almana who wanted to trying to she was trying to get her son into a yeshiva, and the yeshiva would not accept her son. She was very insistent. She wanted her son to go to this yeshiva. She felt it was the best yeshiva for him, but lamaisa the yeshiva said no. And there were people involved who felt that if the almana came to the yeshiva and she cried, then the yeshiva would have rachmanis and he would allow this child to be accepted. So the question is, were they allowed to be miyayetz this almana to go ahead and start crying, and that way the yeshiva would have rachmanis and the son will taka get accepted to the yeshiva? But on the other hand, maybe there's an issue of being mitzara and almana. They're causing an almana to cry. Maybe that itself is aser. You're not allowed to call almana v'yosam l'sana, and you're not allowed to be mitzara and almana. Perhaps it would be aser for them to cause this almana to cry, even though it's a taivasa, even though it's for her own good. So they went ahead and they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky the shaila. And Reb Chaim said right away, he said, it's a befeish Gemara Yevamos, daf kufta zayin, that there's no problem. An unbelievable raya that he brought on the spot, mamash from our sugi over here, and the raya goes like this. So we said in the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak, the Mishnah says, that lefir of Yehuda, an isha is not ne'emenes to say meis baila, unless she came, it says, abidah emer, lo'ayla men ha'emenes, elim ken bas baicha b'gedei akruin. She's only ne'emen if she came crying and her begonim are ripped, then she's ne'emen, it's nicker that her husband died, then she would be ne'emen, but otherwise she is not ne'emenes. So the Gemara Daf Kuf Tazayin and Bezer, before the Mishnah, brings down the following Maisa. It says that he, the Asir Labidin of Rabbi Huda, there was a woman who came to the Bezin of Rabbi Huda, and she wanted to say that her husband died. So the Chachamim over there gave her an Eitzah to make sure that her story would be believable. They told her, Amila, they told her, Sapti Bailach, start crying over your husband. Kiri Manech, you should rip your clothing, Sasi Maziach, make your hair messy. And that way you'll be nicker that your husband died, and Rabbi Huda will be mater you to get married. So, in fact, the Gemara alfu shikra, are they allowed to teach her to lie? How can they tell her to do these things if it didn't really happen? And the Gemara answers, the inu karabanan svielu, really they hold like the rabbanan that you don't need to do all this, and she's naman even without it. But amruti avad hachi gechidulishrile, being that she came to Rabbi Huda, they wanted to tell her to do it in a way where Rabbi Huda will be mater her, but they themselves felt that it's not necessary, and therefore there's not a problem of teaching her to lie. So, Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, you see, for the Gemara, we're talking about an almana over here. She's saying that her husband died, and yet they told her to go ahead and cry. They're being miyayetzer to cry. And you see clearly that being that it's a taivasa, it's to help her out. There's no iser of causing an almana to cry. And who it did in this case, they could tell her to cry. If it's a taivasa, there's no iser being mitzah and almana. And that was his raya, that there's no problem of being miyayetzer to cry to get her son to yeshiva. That was the Gvalika Bikias, Gvalika Raya of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's. That's all.